Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
Brooklyn's Radio Playhouse brings you a play from Upstage Surrey. And by the way, Upstage Surrey ask us to get some feedback regarding these regular offerings. Could you email any feedback to Upstage Theatre Company, figure 4, at gmail.com? That's Upstage Theatre Company, the figure 4, at gmail.com. And they do work hard, and all the feedback, good and otherwise, would be appreciated by this non-membership funded local drama group. So tell them what you like, what you don't like, and what you'd like to hear more of.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight...
Upstage Surrey presents Snippets, the sequel, written and directed by Celia Gatwood. In tonight's play, we find out what happens a week later following the diamond heist. The play has been written not for little ears, as there are a few naughty words. Thank you.
While we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune.
Hey, Luke.
All right, Ames, you ready for another thrilling Friday night?
Oh, yeah. But now Luce has switched for good. She's joining us again. Yay!
I know. I'm buzzing.
How's it going? Or shouldn't I ask?
Good, I think. But yeah, it's the early days, right? It's only been a week. I really like her, though.
Yeah? So don't mess it up.
Nah, but thanks for the vote of confidence.
Don't be too clingy.
All right.
But don't be too offish either. No one likes that.
Oh, shut up, Amy. You're making me overthink it now. I'm just going with the flow, you know, just being myself.
Not too much like yourself, I hope.
Oi.
Oh, look, here she is. Hey, Lucia.
Hi, guys. Oh, I'm so not feeling it tonight.
Come on, it's Friday. It's Snippets.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, last week was a bit full on, though, wasn't it?
Has anyone been back to the house?
Well, I did.
I knew it. Luke, you idiot. You shouldn't go on your own, and you should always let one of us know when you do.
Look, I know, Ames. But anyway, I went today, and I just hung around outside for a little bit, and still no movement at all. Curtains completely drawn. Just looks like it's an abandoned house.
Right. Well, that's a dead end then, surely.
But today, I did go round the back as well.
What?
Well, there's a little kind of alleyway that runs round the back of the houses for bins and things. So I just thought I'd go and have a little look. And I was able to peek over the fence. And yeah, it still looked very, very kind of locked up and everything.
Oh, for God's sake, Luke. You really shouldn't have done that, mate. Especially not without having one of us with you. What if someone had been there?
Oh, I'd have blagged it.
Yeah, right. Mr. School Teacher, quick on his feet. I don't think you're hardly gangster material, mate.
I know, but... Oh, anyway, I think it's a dead end.
Right, well, just don't do it again, Luke, please. Because these people, well, they seemed really bad news. And if they were the ones that have stolen millions of pounds worth of diamonds, well, they are not going to be messing around with some Scooby-Doo type nonsense. You'll end up in the Thames, mate.
Yeah, I know. Right, come on, Snippets. Let's do this. Hopefully tonight we'll have some people in who we can actually help, and it will just be a fun shift.
Yeah, not sure I believe you.
Trust, and the absolute rule will be that after shift, no matter what, we are all going for drinks again. Agreed?
Yeah. Yeah, count me in.
Let's see what we've got. Right, table 7 is the only one booked, so the rest are a free-for-all.
It's filling up quite quick tonight, I must say.
I have just had the weirdest call.
Oh.
Yeah, a customer phoned through asking if there was a back entrance. I was like, no. And they said that a member of their party causes a bit of a stir and attracts attention.
Oh my God. Do you reckon it's a celebrity?
Well, it must be, or just some dick politician that everyone hates.
What did you say?
Well, I said to leave it with me and I'd see what we can do. So I checked with Chef and they can come through the kitchen.
Oh no. Oh, this is exciting. Who do you think it is?
I don't know, but I called them back and gave them directions to the kitchen entrance. They're going to call me when they get there. And I'm going to put them on table six because seven is booked, but six is still quite secluded, right?
Good thinking. Oh, I'm so excited. I wonder who it is.
I wanted to ask, but I chickened out.
Oh, Bagsy, that table.
Well, let's see who it is first. Who have you got so far?
Table one, quite straightforward, seems to be a normal date night. They're very touchy-feely and all that flirty stuff. Must be early days.
Right.
Got quite a deep conversation going on three.
Yeah, they do look very serious. Go and find out what's going on.
Right.
Actually, I'll take the serious one. You carry on with flirties, see if there's any anniversaries or anything, and we can add a bit of sparkle.
Nice one. Will do. Good evening. I hope you're having a lovely start to your night. My name's Lucy, and I'll be serving you today.
Oh, hello, Lucy. Thank you. Yes, just taking our time selecting. What a great menu you have.
Thank you.
Goldie, would you like a cocktail or anything?
Oh, I'd love some fizz.
Shall we do that then, shall we? I tell you what, shall we do a bottle?
Go on then.
Yes, let's do a bottle. Can we get a bottle of the Dom, please?
Yes, of course, sir. Are we celebrating anything special this evening?
Not really, but it feels like a special night.
Wonderful. I'll bring it over shortly while you decide on your order. Gosh, no anniversary or anything. But he's just ordered a bottle of Dom.
Oh, nice. Take them over some comp nibbly bits as well. Olives and nuts. Oh, and these tortilla bites on the house.
Ah, brilliant.
Don't know why you can't just leave her.
Well, we bought a flat together and she is very fragile.
I hate it when you say that. I'm fragile.
Well, not as fragile as her. I must do this very carefully.
I just don't like sharing you anymore.
Listen, it's not easy for me.
Why? You don't have children. You're not even married yet.
We are engaged.
So, it's hardly an unbreakable bond being engaged.
Oh, come on. Let's not spoil tonight, Goldie, with talk of this. Let's just think about that lovely week away we've just had and, enjoy the food and the champagne and.
And then you'll be going home.
Well, I can stay later tonight. Say I've gone out with friends from work and we got on one.
Oh, how lovely for me.
Here's your champagne. And I just wanted to check, do either of you have a nut allergy?
Oh, no.
Oh, and here are some complimentary sharing plates, as it's a special evening.
Oh, that's very nice. Thank you.
Right, our pleasure. Are there any other allergies we should be aware of?
Well, I'm allergic to latex, but I doubt that will come up in the food. Oh, well, I hope not. Actually, I do have a shellfish intolerance. It's not too serious, no EpiPen or anything, but not very comfortable.
Oh, right. Well, I'll make sure to notify the kitchen team when you place your food order.
I might eat prawns tonight, so you can't kiss me.
Oh, Goldie, don't be like that.
I'll be back shortly to take your main orders. Oh no.
You all right?
Yeah. So table one, it's not romantic at all. Well, it is. I mean, they're on a date, but he's playing away.
Oh, York.
Yeah. I heard them talking and oh, he's engaged and she just seems horrible.
Oh, shit. Just keep it professional and try not to judge.
I'll try, but no extra spark for me, that's for sure. I gave them the comp nibbles, but I'm not doing any therapy for them.
Too right. Did you check on the nut allergy?
Yeah, he's fine for that. A latex allergy. Oh, and a mild shellfish, so no cross-contamination. I'll also let the chef know.
Good. Well, I'm going in for number three. I was sent away earlier. They were having a very deep and meaningful. Maybe there is something juicy for our therapy work there. Luke, what about you?
Not much. Number four is just a quick one. They're off to a show.
Oh, lucky them.
And number seven is due any minute. We'll see what's going on there.
Good evening again. Are you ready to place an order yet?
Well, we are probably ready for some wine, actually. Ian?
Yes, I could do with some.
Yes. Could we have a bottle of the Valpolicella, please?
Of course. Any food orders yet?
No, thank you.
So, Anne, carry on.
Well, Ian, I'm sorry to say that there's been a lot of grumbling from the board.
Right. How come I've not heard any of it?
It's about you.
Okay. Well, that's not new.
No, but it's getting serious.
How serious?
Well, the deal that has gone south has been pinned on you.
Okay, well, these things happen.
Yes, but they're looking for a scapegoat, and at the moment...
What do you mean? That's the nature of business. You take risks. Sometimes you reap rewards. Sometimes it backfires.
Yes, I know, but in this economy...
Oh, don't give me that line, Anne. I have brought so much money into this business. I've been here 15 years, and the amount of revenue I've generated is... I mean, well, it probably accounts for more than half of...
I know, Ian. I am just flagging this because there are rumblings going on.
What's going on at yours? Have you found out?
Oh, yeah, bloody hell. It's like some boardroom politics.
Oh?
Yeah, sounds like one of them is getting fired.
Oh, no. What? Right now?
I don't think so, but they are talking about some massive deal that's gone south.
Well, what therapy can we do there? I mean, if any.
I don't think very much.
Maybe see if you can find out where they work and get a bit more detail, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'll go back with the wine and see.
I haven't totally written off this venture, you know.
I understand, but it's not looking good, Ian. We've poured a lot of money into it, and, well, I don't know if there's much hope, to be honest.
What? So you're saying that if this doesn't generate what we expected, then I'm done?
I think so.
Are you for real? I mean, everybody nowadays is talking about fitness, and I thought virtual instruction with connection was the way forward. All the trend reports are indicative of that.
Well, maybe you're ahead of your time, Ian. I don't know, but I don't think this one can be styled out.
All right. Oh, this is bleak.
Your wine. Are you ready for...
Oh, thank you.
Would you like to taste?
Oh, yes, that's fine.
Great. And for you, sir?
Thank you.
Oh, sorry, sir. You've dropped something. Here, let me just grab that for you.
Oh, thank you. How ironic. My business card. Bloody useless now.
Are you ready for your food order?
No, give us another five, please.
Of course. Right.
Yes?
So they are from a firm called Houghtons.
Okay. And what do Houghtons do?
Well, just looking online...
You're not meant to have your phone out, Ames.
Oh, shut up. No one can see. It's fine. Oh, so they are an investment angels firm. Ah, that makes sense. He was talking about, like, some virtual fitness dating app or something.
Right.
And how he's not panned out and now he's likely to get the chop.
Oh, that sounds brutal. Luke, come here. Ames, tell Luke about this one. Hasn't he got that mate who's developing apps like that?
Oh, yeah. Yes, he has.
Oh, wouldn't that be weird?
Yeah, very, very unlikely. Luke.
What?
You're me who did the fitness app kind of thing. The virtual, like the Facebook for fitness.
Oh, yeah.
How's that going?
I don't think very well.
Oh?
Yeah, he had an investment.
Was it Houghton's?
I don't know.
Because the people on table 3 are from Houghton's and are talking about a similar thing and how it's going south, and someone's about to lose their job. Sounds rocky, man.
That would be a mad coincidence.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah. Actually, I was speaking to him the other day and...
Yeah?
And he's been working on a bit of tech that will totally change the outreach and actually target the people who would be interested through social media.
Oh, really?
Well, he's been quite hush-hush about it. You know these techie types.
Well, has he told them about it? Like his investors? Because that could be massive.
No, I don't think he has. But look, I don't even know if it's Houghton's or who his investors are. It's probably something completely different, Amy.
It could be, though, couldn't it?
I don't know. It's a bit of a... Well, it's a bit of a long shot, don't you think?
Give him a call.
No.
Go on. Give him a call. Get him down here.
Really?
Get him down here. Get him down here to crash the mill and save the opportunity and save this man's job. Now, that would be flipping snippets in action.
Oh, Luke, just call him. Find out if it is Houghton's. He may well be something completely different and just a coincidence, but...
Well, it's a freaking mad coincidence either way, really.
Go on, make the call, buddy.
All right. Gosh, you two are crazy.
Look, this is where Snippets comes into its own.
Yes, its own madness.
Oh, look, Table 1's waving you.
Oh, yep. I'll be back.
Hi, yes, we are ready to order, aren't we, Goldie?
Yeah.
For the young lady.
Can I please get the prawns? Oh, no, I won't, darling. I'll let you off tonight. Can I please get the side salad?
Very nice. And for you, sir?
Yes, could I please have the mushroom soup?
Ugh.
It's very earthy and, delicious.
Of course. And for your mains?
I would like the chicken salad.
Ooh, double salad, Goldie, keeping that figure tight.
Just the way you like it.
And for yourself?
I would like the steak and chips, please. Nice and rare.
Very good. And everything okay with the champagne, or would you like to progress on to wine?
Ooh, could I have the wine list again and let me have a little peruse?
Of course. I'll be right back.
Oh, Goldie, come on. Don't sulk.
Well, I am a bit pissed off, Mark. I mean, this is all very nice and obviously it's very lovely being here with you. But I just... Can we just have a plan of when you're going to leave her?
Well, I don't want to fill you with false hope. Katie is very sensitive.
I think you're just stringing me along, Mark.
Goldie, I am not. I promise. What we have is real and very genuine. You can trust me.
Okay. All right, Marky.
Oh, I love it when you call me that.
Oh, he gives me the absolute ick. She's very yuck.
Just serve them quick.
Oh, have you had that phone call yet?
No, I reckon it was a wind-up. No one's called.
Oh, okay. There goes our glimmer of excitement.
Yeah, but then, here we go. Oh, good evening, Bruno's. Ah, yes. Hello, I've been expecting you. Oh, fantastic. I'll meet you out the back in a second. Thank you. They're here!
Oh, Amy, go on, find out who it is.
This is so weird. My heart's beating really fast now. Oh, I hope it's someone good.
Hey, Liz, how's it going?
It might be about to pick up. I've got a philanderer on one. He's a dick. What about you?
Oh, yeah, the show table. I've never seen anyone eat so fast. Table 7's not turned up.
Oh, but yeah, but did you hear about the phone call?
Yep.
Well, they're here. Oh, look, here they come through the kitchen.
This is so weird. Do you recognise anyone?
Oh, my God!
What? Who is it?
Oh, my God.
Calm down, Lucy. Who is it?
Do you see that lady?
Which one? There are three.
The second one in, the red hair.
Yeah?
She is one of the biggest agents in London.
Oh.
Her name is Claudia Smythe. And, oh, I've only been trying to get into her books forever.
You're not that old.
No, no, but she's like my dream agent. She is the one who...
Okay, calm down, Lucy. Calm down. You look crazy right now.
Oh, I know, I know. Oh, oh, and look. Isn't that...
Yep.
Oh, bloody hell. So it is a celeb.
Amy has done well getting them to table 6. Very well. And look, they've positioned him so no one can see who it is.
Oh, oh, oh my God, can I have this table? Please, please, please.
Are you sure? Won't it matter that they see you as a waiter?
All actors are waiters.
Well, it's fine with me. Let's see if Amy is willing to share. I'm sure she has a crush on him.
Oh, no, she'll do it. She will. Oh my God. Amy, Amy.
I know. Oh, he is so hot.
The lady with him with the red hair. She's the agent I've been trying to get in with.
Oh, what, that Smythe lady?
Yeah, yeah.
Oof, okay.
Oh, please, can I have this table? This could be an absolute game changer for me. Please, if you ever loved me, this is how you show it. It could be the start of my career. I mean, no joke. This could be everything.
Of course, of course. Just let me help you deliver the food to my future husband and, of course, go for it.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm just going to go and fix my face.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, she's got a bit extra.
It'll be fine. She'll hopefully do some heavy breathing in the loo. Oh, my God, Luke.
Why are you talking like that?
Look, who has just walked through the door.
Evening. We're back.
Oh, lovely to see you again.
Got a booking.
Aye, on the same table we sat last time.
Yeah, it's our lucky table.
Of course. And the booking is under the name of...
What did you say the name was?
Big. Mr. Big.
Right. Oh, yes. Please follow me.
Can't believe we're back in this dump again.
You all right, Luke? You look a bit pale, mate.
Look who has just walked in. Now, on their way to table 7.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Oh, no. What are they doing back?
Maybe they liked the food.
I doubt it. Oh, dear. Oh, I feel a bit sick.
Me too.
Why do you think they're back? Do you think they've seen us hanging around that house?
Oh, God. I don't know. Don't say that, Lucy.
Right, come on, deep breaths. I'm going to go and sort out table 6. You take table 7 and see if you can work out what's going on. It might be totally nothing.
Okay. Oh, and good luck.
You too. I look all right.
You look beautiful, Lucy. You really do.
Oh, thank you. Right.
Well, that went rather smoothly, didn't it? I don't think anyone spotted us.
It looked a bit odd, all of us coming out of that tiny kitchen, but I've done worse.
I bet you have.
Look, I know. If we were in the US, it's a different story. You know, you're kind of invisible there, but here in London, people get totally weird.
Oh, I know. But it is all very exciting.
Yes, your West End debut phrase.
Early ticket sales? Well, they've been a massive hit already.
So don't mess up your lines.
Oh, no, I got this.
Have you done much Shakespeare in the States?
Well, it's his first time on such a public stage, but we have absolute faith, don't we, Jimmy?
Oh, yeah, of course. He's in his Midas era.
Oh, don't jinx me, man.
The British press can be such fickle foe.
Let's not go there yet, Ilva.
Good evening. My name is Lucy. and I'll be at your service this evening. Here are your menus and the wine list. Will you be ordering wine this evening?
Thank you. We'll have a look.
And can I get the water for the table?
Yes, please.
Still or sparkling?
Both, please.
Of course. I'll be right back.
She's rather striking.
Yes. Good voice, too.
Do you ever switch off?
Oh, my goodness!
What's going on over there?
Right. Everyone needs to calm down. We've hit a level that's going to start getting attention.
Yes, I agree. Well, what are you doing next?
Oh, yes. Well, I have to go and take the menus. Oh, no, I've already done that. Let's see. We've got to...
You've got to take the water and breathe.
Oh, yes. What about table 7?
Yes, they are back. They haven't said anything yet. They are just sat there. The Irish guy is being a bit weird.
Well, they all are.
Yes, but look at what he's doing.
Why is he on the floor?
I don't know.
Okay.
Right, Luke.
Yep, I got it.
Just play it cool, okay?
I will. What am I going to do?
I don't know.
Accuse him of being diamond thieves.
Shh! But just see if you can listen in.
Do you remember last time?
Well, I can go in the alcove again, do a Snippets 2 attack.
Okay. All right, I'll let you know.
Good evening, this is Bruno's. Well, yes, we have a kitchen entrance round the back. Oh, I see. No, of course, I understand. Yes. Yes, I do have a table which is out of the way, and give you good visibility. No, of course, understood. If you come round the side entrance, which is just off Cavern, well, if you walk round the corner, we're just three doors down. I'll meet you there.
Who was that? Another flipping celeb?
No.
Oh.
Well, you know my couple on one?
Yeah.
Well, that was the fiancé. Well, it was a friend of the fiancé.
No.
Apparently, they've been trying to track him down, and they spotted them through the window, and now they want to come in and observe them from somewhere discreet, and they've asked me to help.
Oh, my God, this is so...
I know.
Well, yes, of course we can help them, but it is imperative that you tell them to say that we have no idea about the connection, and they asked to come in through the kitchen because, I don't know, think of some excuse.
What about they saw some sort of fight on the street and they wanted to avoid it? I don't know.
Yeah, that'll do. Just tell them that you were absolutely not aware that they were doing a stakeout, just in case, Luce. We have no idea how this is going to play out. I mean, she could try and stab him with a butter knife.
Please don't say that. No, I'm absolutely freaking out.
Me too. Look, go and get them in. I'll take your water and then I'm going to pop to the alcove for table 7.
This Friday night is... I mean, you did warn me that they get weird, but this is another level.
So you're telling me that there's nothing on the ground at all?
Well, they're going to clean the place. I know it's not the feckin' rats, but...
So what now? It's not here.
Well, can we just eat something now we're here? The pizza was really good.
Yeah, but listen, Mucker, we just got to tie up all the loose ends before we can properly relax, all right? It's all a bit, you know, it's a bit, I don't know, I can just sense it.
There you go. You with your bloody senses.
Oi, the dust is not settled yet. There are loose ends floating around, like that bird of yours.
He's no worries at all. Honestly, boss, she has not said a word. You didn't need to hit her on the head.
Yeah, well, it gave her an alibi.
What do you mean?
Well, just means that it's more feasible that she's not involved.
Yeah, but now she's scared.
Good. I want her fucking scared.
Oh, boss.
Anyway, I am not sure. I still think she's a bit of a liability.
She's not boss. Promise.
Well, we'll see. We have got the largest value of diamonds successfully nicked and...
Good evening, gentlemen.
All right, mate.
Can I bring you menus and would you like some water?
Yeah, we'll take some water. And I'll tell you what, I'm having a beer tonight.
Oh, of course. Shall I bring you the wine list?
No, I said I'd like a beer. Don't want to fuck around with no wine list.
I quite like a red wine.
Right, well, go on then. Bring the list for him. What do you say, lads? Bit of garlic bread tonight?
Oh, yeah. I like a garlic bread.
Okay, so tell you what. We're not hanging around much. Just like to have the garlic bread, one cheese and tomato pizza, one with pepperoni, was it? All right, I'll have a beer. He'll have a red wine. What are you having?
Lemonade.
Really? All right, lemonade for him. Cheers.
Of course. No problem at all.
Should we ask him?
Who?
Should we ask the waiter if he's seen anything?
What do you mean?
Well, they must have a lost property.
Oh, that's not a bad idea, Ammo. I'll ask him when he's back.
What are you going to say? Have you got an address label in your lost property? It's the kind of thing that, if it's found, it's likely to be banned.
Did you hear anything from table 7? Do you know what's going on?
Right, okay. They are looking for the address tag.
No way.
They are talking about loose ends, and they definitely did it. I heard them say about it all.
Oh, wow. What do I say if they ask me?
If they ask, then you just need to say no. If you admit to having it, even in lost property, then you'll be a loose end.
What do you mean?
Well, if you admit to us having the tag, then they will know that all of us here have seen the address.
Right, so...
So, we'll be loose ends.
Do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, if they are here again just to look for the flipping tag, as far as they know, it could be anywhere. If you say it's here, I guarantee that's going to cause more trouble.
All right. All right. Never seen it.
Make sure you warn Lucy so she doesn't get confused.
All right. Where is she anyway?
She's just gone to get this couple.
What couple? Where?
Oh, don't ask. Table 1, the cheater, his missus has turned up with her mate and, oh yeah, they've asked to come in incognito. So we are putting them on table 5 round the way and, yeah, we are leaving them to it.
Oh, man, that could absolutely kick off.
I know, but we are staying out of it. We are saying to them to keep us out of it and that we didn't know anything.
This night is crazy.
I know. Right, Luke, I'm thinking...
Yes?
What about... Listen, if we can overhear anything of importance on the diamonds or some sort of proof, then we could call the police, right?
Oh, Amy, don't be nuts.
No, no, but it's... Think about it. It's a plan, isn't it?
Yes, but they're not going to be talking.
But their guards are down. They might. They've ordered booze, haven't they?
And garlic bread.
Yeah, and garlic bread. So come on, let's do the stealth tour again.
Okay, let me think about it.
What about your developer mate?
Yeah, he's coming down.
Oh, good.
It was bloody Houghton's.
Oh, no way. How's he going to explain just showing up?
Coincidence, Ames. Anyway, he understands.
Look how depressed they look.
I know. But listen, I think it will turn around for them.
Really? Oh, God.
He said that he's just finished with the algorithm and it's perfect and, more importantly, working. And, yeah, it's a game changer.
Oh, that's excellent. Oh, when's he going to get here?
In about 5.
Nice one, Luke. That's got to be like a snippet's first.
Yes. That's for sure.
Right, come on. Let's get back to number 7.
Yep. Right. You take that pile of napkins. Here we are, gentlemen. Your water. And here are your other drinks.
Nice one.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, mate.
I'll be along with your garlic bread shortly.
Yeah, just bring it all together, man. Yeah, just... one quick question. Have your cleaners brought up anything unusual?
Huh? Gosh, all sorts over the years.
No, mate, no, sorry. I'm not explaining myself, will you? We were here last Friday. Do you remember?
Oh, yes. Of course, yes.
Right, so my friend here thinks he might have dropped, a tag off his bag.
Oh, what? A tag of...
Yeah, just like a travel tag, you know, with details on it.
Oh, I see. Right.
So can you check if anyone's seen it? If it's in lost property or, you know, ask around? You've not seen it then?
No. Oh, no, sorry. But yes, of course, I'll check in lost property. We have a box behind reception and I'll let you know.
Thanks, mate. Thanks. Oh, he's a bit clueless, isn't he? Oh, that's good. It's the spot. Drink up, boys. Quite different to how it was last week, eh?
I'd say so.
Hey, I still can't get over how we got out of that feckin' building.
I know, but it all worked out in the end. No need to rake over the coals.
But what's the next step, boss?
Well, that's for me to know.
Yeah, but, you know, I'd like to know.
I bet you would, you numpty.
Well, no, just because, you know, I was obviously a big part of it.
Yeah, nearly a big part of it falling through, you idiot.
Yeah, but it didn't fall through, though, did it? And we got all those diamonds.
Shut up!
No one can hear.
Well, what we are going to do is sit on them for a bit.
Well, where are they?
Well, it's not the normal procedure this time.
What?
Well, as you know, a safe house ain't so safe.
Aye?
Apparently, there have been some people watching.
Really?
They reckon undercover. There was even one of them around there today, nosing around the back.
Oh, good. Makes me think I dropped the tag on the office.
Well, they haven't raided it yet, but understandably, I've not been able to leave them there.
Well, no, it's not safe there anymore, is it?
No, so...
So, where are they?
This will come as a surprise, but... Well, I've got them on me.
You're joking. Not really.
What do you mean, on you?
I've got them on my body.
Oh, Jesus.
Here. I just put them in this thing here. This is like a padded vest. And they're all in here. Nice and safe.
Are you serious?
Well... Can't leave them at the house. Don't trust anyone at the warehouse. And Mickey's is ruled out, so yeah. Where's safer? Come on, you tell me. Where is safer than on my own fucking body right now? No one's going to fuck with me.
Fair point, boss.
I've got a meeting tomorrow with a guy I know. Then the deal is done.
Oh, so will I get my money tomorrow?
No, you muppet. It'll take a bit of time. We're not talking about a couple of quid here, are we?
Oh, okay. It's just...
Just nothing. All right?
All right.
I don't reckon the tag's here. And you know what? If it did come off in the office block, well, then you've learned a big fucking lesson, haven't you, Tools? That house becomes a write-off. Maybe we can go back to it in a year or so, but I'll get mugs to sell it or something. If the police are sniffing around there, then it's just a no-go anymore.
Yeah, fair enough.
Hey, Luce.
Hey, Luke. Right, so you've heard about the girls?
Yeah.
So I've managed to get them in. I don't know how we didn't see them. Anyway, they're at table 5 now. The lady with her back to us is the fiancée and the other is a bestie. And they know to say that we have no idea on the connection if it kicks off.
Okay, but just keep a close eye on it, Luce. It could all really backfire. You know, keep it discreet.
There's nothing discreet about tonight, man. I see your mate's arrived.
Yeah, that was a bit close to the knuckle.
How so?
The guy who took the risk on this investment, he's had a few wines. So he stood up and was like, "You, what are you doing here? It's all your fault. I'm about to lose my job because of your..." Anyway, my mate Craig was very quick in saying, wait, I've got an update for you. Basically, and it's filling them in now. Oh, look. They're on the iPad. Shoulders are down. Everyone is calming.
Oh, thank God. That could have gone terribly wrong.
I'm going to go over and see if they want any more drinks.
Good plan.
So you're telling me this is going to turn everything around?
Yes, so the way the algorithm works...
Oh, don't scramble my brain right now.
Right. Well, look, I've already been testing it over the last week, and I finished it today, and already 25% uplift on the click-throughs. It will bump everything, I'm telling you.
People loved the app, they just didn't know how to find it.
And now they can. Oh, this is such a relief.
Oh, Ian, this is marvellous news. Well done, Craig.
I'm so pleased and so grateful that you didn't lose faith in me either.
Well, it was touch and go there for a moment, young man. It was very touch and go.
Right, join us. Let's eat. Let's talk. Let's plan.
Monday's going to be a very different board meeting from the one I anticipated.
I'll tell you what. Over the weekend, the numbers will grow even more. You'll have something to really shout about. You wait.
Excuse me, are you ready to order now?
Ah, yes, perfect timing. Can you go and grab us an extra glass? And actually, let's get this bottle of champagne as well, please. We have some celebrating to do.
Of course. I'll be right back.
Well?
All golden. Very happy. They've ordered some fizz and he's joining them for a meal. So that has got to be, hands down, the best bit of therapy we have ever done.
Can't believe it.
What's happening with your table six?
It's good. They have their drinks and they're just choosing what to eat.
Okay. And is Amy going to be looking after...
Oh, there's Amy. Amy, hi. Did you hear anything at table seven?
It's really serious, guys.
Right.
We'll have to listen in a minute, Ames. It's all happening. Can you go and sort out table five? The girl's okay?
But... No, I've got to...
No, go on. We are running out of time. Come on, everyone. Snippets has been crazy this evening, but we must still function as a restaurant or we'll all get fired.
Fine. OK, but yeah, we have to meet back here in five. This is so important.
OK.
Fine.
Hello, ladies. Are you eating with us this evening?
No, we're sodding not.
Fine. Can I get you both a drink?
Yes. Go on then.
What are you having?
Oh, I'll have, Oh, yeah. Actually, yes. I would like to have a starter, please.
Of course.
And I'd like a champagne as well, please. Just a glass.
What are you doing?
I'm going to have a freaking glass of champagne. Look at him sat there drinking fizz with that tart.
She does look cheap, honey.
Yes. But she's pretty.
Yeah, but she's not as pretty as you. She looks slaggy. Really cheap, Owen. Look at her heels.
But they're on a blooming date, Becky.
No, I know.
So I want a champagne.
Okay, you do that. You have your glass, hon.
And I'd like the prawns, please. Lots of them.
Of course.
Get the prawns too, and a glass of fizz.
Why?
You'll see.
Of course, no problem.
Actually, do you have the one with the pink syrupy stuff?
A Kia Royal? Of course, I'll be right back with you.
We're not in a cocktail bar.
I know, but I've always wanted one of those, and this place seems like that kind of a place.
I can't believe it's here with her and...
So how long has it been going on, honey? Now, at least you found out for real that he's playing away.
I know. It's just so disappointing and clichéd. Always flicking screens on his phone and pretending it was work. Just getting back later and later and sometimes not coming back to the morning. Claiming sofa surfing after missing the last train. Some rubbish excuse that I fell for. Always smelling of perfume and denying it. Oh, the girls in the office, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I just had an instinct and I felt he was turning into an arsehole, but I didn't want to believe it. Oh, 5 bloody years, Becky.
I know, darling. Thank goodness you found out now rather than after you were married. Oh, I want to smash his face in.
I can't believe he can do this. The wedding was next month. Oh, jeez.
No, darling. But it's done. You can walk away and you don't have to deal with that creep ever again. I mean, imagine if you actually married him and he's that type of a man.
I'm so sad. But I am so angry as well. How dare he? The final straw. Did I tell you what the final straw was?
No.
He went away last week to a conference, apparently, and he bought himself pants. And I was like, why does he want new pants when he's going on a works trip? I mean, it sounds so silly, but it just really puzzled me. I always buy him pants. I am the one who buys him pants every Christmas. It's our joke. And they see him through the year, so I was like, why are you buying new pants? And he just said, the others are all baggy. And I'm like, so? No one's going to see you in your pants. And then he just went on about comfort. But anyway, it just rang bells. Really big bells.
Yeah, I bet.
The other stuff I'd been brushing under the carpet, but this, I don't know.
Something is definitely going to kick off.
Oh, no, really?
I don't know, but she's really hurt and super angry. But she's asking for champagne and prawns.
Prawns?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, why?
No reason. I'm staying out of this.
No, tell me, why?
Well, her fiancé. He's allergic, isn't he?
Oh, yes, you said. Oh, shit. Stay out of it. We don't know anything, okay?
Okay.
Have you made any progress with the agent on table 6?
Well, I've been a bit bold.
Of course, you should be. You have to be as an actress.
Yeah, and they've ordered the food. And then Claudia went to the ladies. And I followed her in.
Oh, God, Lucy!
No, not in a creepy way. I just said, look, I can't even remember what I said now. It's just adrenaline. I said, I'm an actress and I'm a bloody good one and I'm just trying to get my break. And then I told her about my recent performances and my spotlight profile and I've given her my card. And she is going to come and see me in the play next week.
No way!
I know! I can't believe it! When I approached her in the loo, she thought I was fangirling a client. But then when I explained, she said she'd already said that she was impressed with my presence when I took their order. So, yeah, she's coming. I mean, oh, my God! I mean, this could be it, Amy. This could be my big break.
Oh, babe, I'm so happy for you. Oh, right, where's Luke? We need to talk seriously. Grab him.
Luke!
Yep.
Right, we have to talk. Table 7.
Oh, yeah. What did you overhear?
This is really serious, guys. They have been notified that people have been spying on their safe house.
Oh, my God.
Yes. And they saw that someone had been snooping around the back of it this afternoon. So, Luke, that was bloody dangerous. We are so lucky that we've not been rumbled. They think it's undercover police. Anyway, they have the diamonds on them.
What?
Yeah, so they did do it. They did the robbery, and the big guy, he has the diamonds on him now.
Are you serious?
Yes, he said they were sewn into his padded vest.
Oh, bloody hell!
So, what do we do?
We call the flipping police.
Yes, we do. Right, keep everything calm. Keep everything gentle. Their pizzas will be ready in a minute. Just take them over and I'll go around the back and make the call.
Okay.
Oh, there's a special number for it. Do you remember on that article?
Yes. Okay, I'll call that one.
Oh, my God. I'm freaking out.
Good luck, Luke. Just everybody stay calm.
God, this evening has been the maddest ever.
Yeah, I'm just taking over to table 5. Here you are, ladies. Sorry for the delay. Your champagne and prawns.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Right. Cheers, Becky. You're the best friend anyone could ask for. And I love you.
Oh, I know, darling. Right back at you. And we will get through this. That jerkhole doesn't deserve you.
Thank you. So cheers. Right. Follow me.
Huh? Where are we going?
Bring those.
Oh, madam.
What?
Oh, man.
Katie, what are you doing here?
Well, like, what are you doing here, you arsehole? Who is this? Is this who you've been going on your business trips with? Is this who you've been stinking of for the last few months? You absolute wanker! Here, I thought you'd like a bit of a side dish with your side dish.
Not the prawns!
Here, you can have some too.
Oh, that's gross.
Police! Everybody freeze! Hands on top of your heads now!
That's the sound of the police! That's the sound of the beast! That's the sound of the police! That's the sound of the beast! That's the sound of the police! That's the sound of the beast! That's the sound of the police! That's the sound of the beast!
You have been listening to Snippets, the sequel, written and directed by Celia Gatwood and edited by Colin Hansford. Featuring
Gemma Bentley as Amy,
Lawrence James Davis as Luke,
Sarah Edgar as Lucy,
Charlotte Summerskill as Goldie and Ilva,
Lisa Mills as Anne and Claudia,
Anthony Ford as Mark, also playing Fraze and Craig,
Divya as Becky,
Katie Eliff as Katie,
and
John Louis Williams as Suit 1 and Ian.
Daniel Mason as Suit 2.
With Steve Infield as Suit 3 and Jimmy.
Music and sound effects courtesy of YouTube. Upstage Surrey, creating entertainment written and performed by local people for local people.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.